Welcome to the Daily Review. This is Fed Razak, Senior Trading Strategist here at CM Trading. And today is April 26, 2024, and today is Friday morning. So looking at the highlights of the day, Japanese yen continues to make new record lows versus the US dollar. But first, looking at today's major economic events. So tentatively, out of Japan today, we have a monetary policy statement coming out from the Bank of Japan. And then later today at 2:30 South African time, out of the United States, we have a PCE price index number coming out. And in addition, a U of N consumer sentiment. Now, looking also today for corporate earnings, we have ExxonMobil and Chevron publishing their quarterly earning reports. Looking at the market, starting out with the Forex symbols, the US dollar weakens. And as we look at the indices, both the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ had a big gap down and rallied, but still we're in the negative. Now, looking at commodities, gold and oil looking like they're rebounding. We look at stocks, Microsoft and Google beating their earning reports and then trading upwards in after hours trading and gaining. Lastly, looking at cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin remains unchanged. So let's take a look at the markets and see what we can expect from today's trading. So here we go. We're making that turn with the Euro-USD. You can see here the dollar slightly getting stronger here as it's pivoting downwards right now. Now, this is a minor resistance area, so this is an important area for us to be. Now, looking at the other ones, JBP, GBP-USD going first as this is the weakest one. Now, jumping into the Japanese yen, look at that. Through 156, this is huge because if it gets through 156, that means the next round number is 160. And that might still happen as this is making record lows. Now, jumping into commodities, gold moving higher as we've rebounding. Now, we are almost at 50% from our retracement, so keep that in mind. And looking at crude oil, also pivoting upwards at $84 a barrel. Now, jumping into the US markets, yesterday we had a sell-off, but the markets really rallied because if you look at a 30-minute chart, you could see that. Really, we gapped down in the morning, but the markets rallied back as that happened throughout the day. Now, we're still down relatively in the day, about 300 points, but the market did rally back. That's huge. And looking at the NASDAQ also, the same kind of story. If you look at a one-hour chart, you saw that, and it came right back. Now, this is really because of Microsoft and Google making back their play. Now, yesterday, they did lose an intra-market activity. I mean, intraday, as the markets were open, they did lose. But in after-hours markets, they did make it back. So that's really very important to look at that. Now, looking at Microsoft making its way back as that gap down. Now, it's really trading somewhere at the 1418 level. Okay, so we're somewhere above this 30-day moving average. And that crossover may lead us even higher. Now, jumping into Google also. Google had a big gap down, but made it back, okay, as that sentiment made it considered, as that sentiment made it clear which way it's going. Now, jumping into Facebook. Now, Facebook had a very interesting day yesterday as it gapped down huge. But again, it did make it somewhat back as it went from 423 up to 440, a very volatile day for the markets. Now, looking at JP Morgan, finally did it. Close the gap. Now, this is really an important level for us to be. It's a resistance. Now, if we clear it, it may go even higher. So keep that in mind. Lastly, looking at Bitcoin, not doing much here. All right. We're unchanged. Okay. So focus on the US markets because that's really where it's happening, especially since we're having these two major numbers coming out today, the U of M and the PCE price index. Okay. Markets will continue to be volatile as these earning reports are coming in. This is Fed Razak. I want to wish you guys a great trading day. Thank you.